Here's a little history from a cemetery in Bandon. Amelia Henry trained to be a nurse but found her true calling caring for Bandon's library when it was established in 1913. Miss Henry wrote weekly columns for the Western World, painting word pictures of a lively and innovative library culture. Her greatest challenge followed the 1936 Bandon fire. Her book-filled building smoldered for days after most other spots were cold. A photo in the Bandon Museum's collection shows Miss Henry standing next to a sign that reads Bandon Free Public Library outside a tent in the tent city that housed the fire refugees. She ushered the library into its new home in the post-fire City Hall, a space that now houses Bandon's museum. Miss Henry passed away in 1952. She shares a plot with Antle Henry, her Civil War veteran father, in Bandon's Grand Army of the Republic Cemetery, a fitting place for a warrior for literacy, a battler for books. And that's a little history from Bandon's museum.